And joining us now, we have Plymouth District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Amy.
So we're going to be talking about the Children's Advocacy Center. Can you give us a little bit about a background and what that service does?
Yeah, the Children's Advocacy Center here in Plymouth County has been put together with our partner BMD since 2005. Prior to that, we were out in the DA's office itself. And really what it is, it's one-stop shopping for kids who are physically or sexually abused here in Plymouth County. And so we can get them services that they need, and we help the families that we can, and also at the same time help us make sure we can get these perpetrators away from these children. So if you're in a position whereby you can help the kids and also get the people who are hurting them, then maybe we can stop these cycles of domestic violence and also of child abuse.
Excellent. I know you've expanded services for human trafficking because cases, as you've talked about here before, are seen in Plymouth County.
Right.
And if a child or family member or young adult wants more information on the Children Advocacy Center, where can they go to get that?
Well, they can get any and all information by either calling the Plymouth DA's office at 508-584-8120, or you can also go to our website at plymouthda.com, where we have all sorts of information there. And if you believe, you know, that you need to get in touch with us, if something's happened, and what we've seen, unfortunately, during the COVID-19 issues is our numbers going down, and that's not because child abuse is down. That's because of the fact that we believe anyways that the kids aren't going to school where there are mandated reporters, and these teachers and people in the schools can certainly help the kids or church or whatever it may be. So although our numbers are down, we don't believe child abuse has gone away. Our numbers back in 2017, we had almost 900 referrals to the Children's Advocacy Center here in Plymouth County. In 2018, we had more than 1,200. That's every year.
Wow. So it just may be quieter right now is what you're thinking.
I think the reporting system is quieter now, but I don't think the abuse has gone away. Much like, you know, when you look at the problems that we're having around here, you always talk about the child abuse. We talk about the drug issues that are going on. Although you may not hear about them as much as we did prior to COVID-19, they're still there. And so there's a lot of people that need help, and there's a lot of kids that need help. And that's why by working with BMZ, our partner, we're doing a golf tournament Monday and under all sorts of new guidelines, which I don't understand, but I know that they're very socially distanced and all that, that we raise some money, and a portion of that will go to our Children's Advocacy Center to make sure that we can help the kids when they need it the most. So I think that's part of my job is to make sure you can give a voice to kids who don't have a voice themselves.
So, and that's important that you brought that up, because the Children's Advocacy Center is such an important resource and streamlines all sorts of services, gets them counseling, gets them help. And for the golf tournament, how can people either donate or be a part of that?
You can go once again online to plymouthdas.com and lay the. I believe it's sold out this year because they had to, with all the new rules, they had to limit the amount of individuals that can go to it. But there's always a need for funding and for raising monies for BMZ for the portions of the CAC. So they do a great job here in our county. We're very lucky. We had Tony Simonelli. He's been their executive director for a number of years. I know he's coming to the end of the road, but he's done a great job. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to raise some money and continue to do our job to help the kids when they need it the most.
Very important resource, and very important that you came here to talk to us today. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
That was District Attorney Tim Cruz.